Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the state of the city of Eau Claire. You've heard the state of the union, the state of the state, but what about the state of the city of Eau Claire? One of the larger cities in our WWIB and WOGO listening area. For that, we will tap into the Eggs and Issues gathering held this past Friday by the Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce at the Pablo Center in downtown Eau Claire. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The state of the city of Eau Claire, our subject on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. And for that, we begin with a recap of 2022 with outgoing Eau Claire City Council President Terry Weld.
We'll kick off our 2023 State of the City with the 150th birthday celebration that we shared last year in 22. Again, happy birthday, Eau Claire. Some fun additions to Boyd Skate Park and Playground, the active aging addition to McDonough Park, and the grand opening of Newell Park in Shawtown. And breaking ground this year, the beautiful Cannery Park, Princeton Park, and soon the Half Moon Trail and Boardwalk additions. The Cannery District continues to be a popular destination for development options, including the 250-unit P&R housing project with diverse rents and new commercial developments all slated to break ground this year. Also, phase two of the current 100% affordable housing project with new tenants moving in again later this year. The Transit Transfer Center is on schedule to complete construction this summer, and pending the housing component of this project, and could be in front of our City Council at our next meeting. We'll be in full operation summer of 2024, and leasing apartments hopefully by the end of 2024. To our transit drivers, staff, and riders, thank you for your patience and continued support. The High Bridge was successfully saved and restored, a treasured part of our history and a destination for pedestrians and bicyclists enjoying our rivers and trails. In 2022, the North Barstow District welcomed the much-anticipated and currently under construction Menominee Market Food Co-op. In addition, the Adante Building was completed, and the new Modine housing project next to the Menominee Market will break ground this summer. And the new Children's Museum of Eau Claire opened its doors, a fiercely fun structure and facility, adding ever more youthful enthusiasm, energy, and growth to our city. Our public library returned to downtown in September. It's taller, brighter, and much more open than before, but still the resourceful and welcoming pillar of our community. And a big thanks to Nancy Kerr and her staff and all their work. Sky Park, one of our two industrial parks, is sold out. 129 acres, 20 new businesses, and 450 employees. Way to go to all of our community partners and staff, including Aaron White, that made that happen. TDS Fiber, which we've seen throughout our community these last few months, and their $100 million investment in our community will provide 40,000 households and alternatives for high-speed internet, TV, and phone, and help widen the path to rural broadband. The Sonitech Project, $110 million project led by UW-Eau Claire in partnership with Mayo Health, City of Eau Claire, Visit Eau Claire, and a $70 million gift from the Sonitech family. With it comes a company development, jobs, tourism, and new cultural experiences for our region. Costco is also coming to our city, and this eagerly awaited addition to the Chippewa Valley is sure to strengthen the status of our community as a commercial and regional hub, a commercial and retail regional hub. In addition, Country Jam has changed its address and currently building a beautiful new indoor and outdoor special events and music venue to be enjoyed year-round. All is calculated and released the following year. The net new construction for 2021 was announced this past fall and set a record for Eau Claire. Our thanks to then interim city manager Dave Solberg and our economic development, city planning, and legal departments for exceeding all expectations in 2021. Even more amazing is the $452 million in new development in 2022. bringing the 10-year total to over $2 billion invested in the city of Eau Claire. These investments indicate a great deal of trust and confidence in the stability and management of our great city. Other significant highlights include the success of Empower Eau Claire, the near completion of the Fire Station 6, and the recently announced expansion of Destiny Pipe and 60 new jobs. Like everything in life, there are challenges to overcome. In April, we hired Stephanie Hirsch as our new city manager, and I'm honored to be joined with her here this morning, presenting to you the state of the city. In addition, we have new faces and familiar faces in new roles in City Hall. A warm welcome and congratulations to all of them. At the same time, we said goodbye to several long-serving council members and welcome through three new council members to our chamber. I'm appreciative for their passion, their energy, and their desire to serve. Our discussions around ARPA continued in 2022, and we expect to finalize the distribution of those funds this summer. Residential growth, including annexations, are also difficult and emotional decisions. But if we are successful, if we are a successful and growing community and responsible leaders, then our decisions must be made. Presently, we need to expand our city limits and build outward and upward if we are to keep up with the demand. At the same time, creating diversity in our housing options through zoning code changes and supporting higher density developments. The community supported the public safety referendum in November sent an appreciative message to our police and fire department. Thank you, Eau Claire, for your continued trust and confidence in the individuals that bravely serve and protect. After a long negotiation, an equitable and mutual agreement was reached with Seven Mile Creek Landfill and the city, town, and county. Thank you, Mr. Nick and Mr. Lane, for all your work on this. And concern over PFAS and our nation's water brought about an enormous effort to ensure that our residents have clean, safe water. We couldn't be prouder of our water treatment team that chose not just to meet, but exceed the expectations of addressing this concern and initiating proactive policies and practices to ensure our community's health and safety for generations to come. And lastly, the Emerald Ash Forest here, and leaving its mark. A huge thanks to our Forestry Department for their aggressive response to this unrelenting menace of nature. In addition, climate change and some rare and cruel snow and temperature combinations resulted in tough plowing conditions and unforeseeable street challenges for our streets crew and our residents. A big thanks to our snowplow drivers for keeping our streets clear and safe.
Outgoing Eau Claire City Council President Terry Weld from this past Friday in Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce Eggs and Issue Breakfast, the State of the City of Eau Claire. Continuing with Billy Hefford from the city manager's staff talking about the challenges for both safe and affordable housing in Eau Claire.
Here in Eau Claire, people are facing tremendous housing concerns for both safe and affordable housing. In the last 12 years, average income has increased 52%, but that has not kept up with the pace of the cost of housing. Housing has to own a home has increased 92%, and the average rent has increased 77%. Households that are making less than $100,000 are challenged in buying a home, and houses making less than $50,000 are challenged in finding places to rent. At $50,000, you're spending 30% of your income. You can afford a dwelling that's $12,050 a month. Those are prices that we're seeing for many one bedrooms. So it's very difficult for families to find housing. During the pandemic, there were many support programs that were put in place due to employment being lost and different things. Those are all winding down. On January 31st, applications for WERA ended. People that had already applied, the money is still being given out. We're expecting that will end in the next few weeks, leaving them with just a couple months of rental assistance. People who were on Badger Care may no longer be eligible during the pandemic. Recertification was paused, and now that's going to begin again, so there may be people losing their health care. Food share recipients, There was extra money put into the food share program. That is ending, and people will be going to pre-pandemic levels. So we are seeing a decrease in a lot of those. We're not sure what that's going to bring, but over the next 2 months, we'll start filling that.
Billy Hefford from the city manager staff on the challenges of both safe and affordable housing moving forward in Eau Claire in this State of the City address from this past Friday in Eau Claire at the Chamber of Commerce Eggs and Issues event. In addition to being the vice president of the Eau Claire City Council and the person that outgoing City Council President Terry Weld supports as the future City Council president, Emily Berge is also the future president of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, and she addressed Friday's gathering on the prospects of legislative action related to municipal finances.
As we're hearing this morning, that cities do a heck of a lot, and it all basically were funded by, as we heard from Deputy City Manager Silberg, it's funded through local property taxes, which is actually very rare, and we might be the only state in the United States that does it this way. We're so heavily dependent on property taxes. And it's really not fair, I don't think, and the League believes that as well, and that we need a new way. And as again, Deputy Solberg, Dave, thank you, as Dave illustrated, it's been an ongoing challenge for numerous years, and finally, the League has partnered with the counties and the towns, and we've shown up as this united front, and we've been talking with the legislatures of, like, we need help, this is not working, and this is not, you know, Eau Claire's not the only one, this is happening with villages and cities all over Wisconsin. It's a statewide problem what we're going through. And we've been talking with legislators. We've been walking the tightrope of politics of having a Republican legislator and a Democrat governor. It's really helping that the League is coming with the counties and the towns. And like I said, we're a united front. We're saying, we're telling our stories. We're having our members talk to the legislature. And it's working.
Eau Claire City Council Vice President Emily Berge, also the future president of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, and she and some 100 other folks will join with the chamber for this Wednesday's 29th annual Chippewa Valley Rally, in which they hope to highlight and champion some of these cares and concerns regarding fiscal stability of cities like Eau Claire. Finally, outgoing Eau Claire City Council President Terry Weld wrapped up the session on Friday with some comments, some reflections on his service on the Eau Claire City Council.
The things that I've got to witness and be a part of these past 6 years on council, 6 years on planning commission, the Haymarket Landing, Haymarket Plaza, Pablo Performing Arts Center, the whole North Barstow District and Phoenix Park. Amazing work, but not just from one person or one entity, but from our entire community. That's what made and put those things together and now in place to help drive our city. And those community partnerships are again, the key, and I keep mentioning that, COVID-19. Again, Lisa is here, and she's been a part of our State of the Cities these last few years, and not that we don't miss Lisa with us today. We certainly miss the message. But I can't express enough the work that again, our community partners, our chamber, our Economic Recovery Task Force, they're amazing things to keep Eau Claire moving, to keep our economy moving. The work of our health department, our county, our city, our staff, our health and medical professionals, they all came together. And we're a whole new world now. We work, we teach, we communicate, we lead in a whole different way than we did 3 years ago. But we found a way to make it work, and I'm very appreciative of that. George Floyd, the murder of George Floyd, and what, how that changed our world as well. And again, my hat's off and a great appreciation to our police and how we all came together, both as a community, a state, a nation, to find other ways to lead and to serve and to protect. And you know, the biggest thing that I got from our staffs, you know, Chief Focus and our fire and EMTs, is that they went right out to the community and interacted with them, engaged with them, And the other thing I should point out is that this is things that they were already doing. We were fortunate that, they took that role before such an incident, an unfortunate incident, came about. But they went above and beyond to do more and to do as much as they can to help us get through this, to heal, to move forward. And again, I can't be prouder of the work that they all did to include that. We had marches, peaceful marches. We had organizations that were created to help, again, continue this discussion. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk about Mountain Homes, right? And I'm here with my good friend Dave Solberg, who helped lead that. And really, I don't mean to bring light to anything, because I think it works. I really do believe it works. But really, the message there is, again, with all of this, is the community working together. And I think what happened with that one particular project is staff thought outside the box and incorporated, which we've done and worked hard to do, but incorporated the neighborhoods and the community to help them understand it and see how it works, get their input, and again, it continues to evolve and evolve and evolve in everything that we do in our community. Again, to me, amazing feats and a common thing in our community. I'll just share one last thing. And my belief is that leadership is easy if you have the passion for what you do. It really is. And again, you all have passion. They all have passion. I have passion. And I love what I've had the opportunity to do, and I'm appreciative to get to know all of you. I'm appreciative of this great city, and I look forward to spending the next 20, 30 years, hopefully, here in this town. And then lastly, I will just say that there is a lot of challenges in our world, and I think the one thing that we all can do is be kind. And if we can all be kind, I think our world will get through whatever concerns we have.
Some great thoughts from outgoing Eau Claire City Council President Terry Weld from this past Friday's Eggs and Issues Breakfast, dealing with the state of the city of Eau Claire on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. In addition to Weld, at the beginning and ending of this broadcast, we also heard from Billy Hefford from City Manager Stephanie Hirsch's staff talking about the challenges for both safe and affordable housing, and also hearing from the Eau Claire City Council Vice President, potentially future president, Emily Berge. Also, she will be the future president of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. Our thanks to them, and our thanks to Public Affairs Director for the Chamber, Scott Rogers, for helping to secure the recording of this content for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.